about love, like the wings of some high-flying bird. All the songs I will sing to you, you can hear every word that I ever heard. Situations that I can feel sometimes, and the places I have been at times, just trying to be. These things can only happen.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Larkin, Texas with you on this fine Saturday, October 8th, 2011, for the next hour. Republic Broadcasting exists to bring forth real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, the separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you too are as reliable a news medium of what's left of America, without a doubt. And besides all else, you've turned to RBN because you can handle the truth. Our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Your calls are an important part of what makes this network unique. Since RBN is talk radio, entirely supported by producers of first quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener. So check out that website, folks. republicbroadcasting.org is well worth a visit. If you're from my neck of the woods, and you've turned to 1140 on the AM dial, that's KHFX out of Cleburne, North Central Texas, and points beyond, I'd especially like to hear from you. Now, my program notes today are titled Taboo. And last Saturday, we spoke of seduction. If you were unable to listen in, you can always subscribe to the RBN Archives for $1.33 a month and download those podcasts to your heart's content. If you like what you hear on this network, why not lend a hand and contribute in some meaningful way to its support? Start by turning off the idiot box. That's right, your TV. And stop reading those glossy news magazines and newspapers that you know are a waste of your time. With the TV off, why would you still need to be paying a cable or satellite bill? Did you forget that your mind was a terrible thing to waste? Then why poison it any longer with the boob tube on and an advertorial propagandist instrument like your average periodical is today, still unfolded on your lap? This broadcast aims for clarity and concision as much as humanly possible. And we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I say I aim for clarity and concision, I speak to my young niece and nephews, college graduates, mind you, who had been subjected to the same brainwashing and social engineering that I and my late brother and sister were subjected, that my late parents were also subjected, and that you and yours were subjected. Never think that I am knowledgeable or an expert about anything. I am not. The words you hear are just that, mere words. With this, oh my, what is the right word? With this admission, submission, admonition, intimation, my best hope is that our voices are not drowned out, but that our adult lives are also not misspent, like it is said, of one's youth. I want to share briefly an introduction to the U.S. Army Training Manual of 1928, because it's instructive of the fix we Americans find ourselves in today. And as is customary, you can access within a 24-hour time frame from now this broadcast detailed program notes plus contact information at larkintexas.blogspot.com, the weblog titled Just an American. This training manual, number TM 2000-25, on citizenship, U.S. history, and the Constitution, was compiled and issued by the United States War Department November 30th, 1928, to teach our young men in the services the fundamental principles on which our government was founded. The precise and scholarly definitions presented throughout the manual were carefully considered as a proper guide for U.S. soldiers and U.S. citizens by the Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army. Such definitions take precedence over any definitions that may be found in the present commercial dictionaries, which have suffered periodic modification to please the powers in office. Shortly after the bank holiday, quote unquote, in 1933, orders from the FDR White House suddenly demanded, without explanation, that all copies of this book be withdrawn from the government printing office and the Army post, to be suppressed and destroyed. So began the demagogic descent of the United States and the subversion of the Constitution into Americanized National Socialism, bankruptcy, and the continued state of national emergency that we have experienced as a nation for the past 77 years. In this section, 118 to 121, is democracy versus a republic. It defines democracy as a government of the masses. Authority is derived from mass meeting or any other form of direct expression. Results in mobocracy. Attitude towards property is communistic, negating property rights. Attitude toward law is that the will of the people shall regulate, whether it be based upon deliberation or governed by passion, prejudice, and impulse without restraint or regard to consequences. Results in demagogism, license, agitation, discontent, and anarchy. Now, republic's authority is derived through election by the people of public officials best fitted to represent them. Attitude toward property is respect for laws and individual rights and a sensible economic procedure. Attitude toward law is the administration of justice in accord with fixed principles and established evidence with a strict regard to consequences. A greater number of citizens and extent of territory may be brought within its compass. Avoids the dangerous extreme of either tyranny or mobocracy. Results in statesmanship, liberty, reason, justice, contentment, and progress. Now, I have to laugh about that word citizenship and that word progress. The document states this manual supersedes the manual of citizenship training. My own notes, Think Slave Speak, and our Congress of Baboons. That is the living embodiment of it. Thank you, John Stadmiller, for the reference to our Congress of Baboons. While few may note, is it vim or bluster? Nevertheless, a little what for. Public officials, bureaucrats, and assorted potentates who purport to represent my interests before some collectivist body by whatever name, are hereby called out for what I know you to be. None of you is qualified to represent my interest, and you have no moral or lawful authority over me, because you are all, to a man, flunkies and suck-ups, to colossal liars, rapacious thieves, and murderous gangsters. To live the life of a small-R Republican in a free sovereign republic is to subscribe to self-governance and personal responsibility. Plato and Machiavelli did not define a republic as it was written on an American's heart. Your socialist noble lie, your end justifies the means, your doublethink and newspeak, and even your funny money will not sustain you in your vainglory for long. You cannot escape judgment, so expect your comeuppance. Even you shall pass. My rights of free speech, enterprise, assembly, to honorable contract, and of free will can never be abridged. For these are things which are mine, and mine alone. On my word, this is final. Today I'm going to reference a few documents that I will include on the website, links for your consideration. Now, these are classics, ladies and gentlemen, that frankly I wish I had read when I was in the third or the fourth grade. Might have saved me a lot of trouble. The first is called The Great Red Dragon, or The London Money Power, by L.B. Woolfolk, published in 1890. The next is The Coming Battle, a complete history of the national banking money power in the United States, by Martin W. Walbert, published in 1899. A new one crossed my desk recently, entitled The Silver Stealers. Subtitle, they're also the Gold Grabbers. An expose on the Pilgrim Societies of Great Britain and North America. Probably the best I've ever seen. Lots of pictures, lots of names. See also, by search, U.S. Congressional Record, 1940, British Israel World Government. From 1915, A History of Currency in the United States, with a brief description of the currency systems of all commercial nations, by Alonzo Barton. An article, Jim Sinclair's Mindset. U.S. states seek to break financial connection with federal government. And this short list I began compiling yesterday for what I've tentatively titled Soviets, Councils, Protection Rackets, Associations, Syndicates, Committees, Criminals, and Sycophants. Praetorian Guards, exclusive groups like bodyguards and armies of mercenaries attached to powerful people, as existed in the time of ancient Rome and exists still to this day. We'll pick up on the other side after this.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Now, before the break, I was reciting the beginning of a list. The first was Praetorian Guards, exclusive groups like bodyguards and armies of mercenaries attached to powerful people, as existed in the time of ancient Rome and exists still to this day. Heraldic Visitation, a feudalistic challenge to keep and bear arms. Society of Jesus, defenders of the throne of St. Peter. It's headed by a black pope. Its founder, after all, Ignatius Loyola, was a military man. Oliver Cromwell, Lord Protector, the point man for the conspiracy that led to regicide, the beheading of England's Charles I. The National Council of Churches and the International Council of Churches. A continuation of the trend toward ecumenism, established by Holy Roman Emperor Constantine. Secret Service. Insiders, bodyguards, and spies in service to the slave masters who rule. FBI, a protection racket for the mob bosses that subsumed American government and then brought it to heel. A shout out from myself to Art in Philly for his fine work at a new website, noplaceforcorruption.com. The CIA, a spinoff of the British OSS. They represent the Crown Bankers. Its participants are recruited from this nation's fraternities and sororities, as these people already have inflated opinions, so thus are they easily manipulated to routinely commit crimes. National Council of Republican Governors. Little different than the National Council, Soviet, of Democratic Governors. The RNC, the Republican National Committee. Little different than the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, because the RNC is a member of the IDU, the International Democratic Union. World Socialist, all ladies and gentlemen. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, the current head, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. The authors of A Common Sense Jobs Agenda. Do we have John on the line there? John?
I'm here, Lark.
Hi there. Thanks for holding.
Wow, that's fine. Can you one more time give your blog address?
Absolutely. It's Lark okay. in larkintexas.blogspot.com.
Okay. Well, it might understand the about 10 after. Were you reading something that you had written on your blog?
What I do, John, is I create program notes for every program, and then I simply post them at this blog after every program.
I'm telling you, my brother, I was laughing out loud. I thought, why is Lark holding back? Ears have to be burning today, friend, because this you're on fire. And I'm not saying that just to, you know, give you a pat on the back. But you are nailing. You're hitting the head of the nail firmly. And I'm really glad that John has put you on. So, look, I won't keep you. I just want to recommend a book. I know you're a reader. Something that I bought about 15 years ago. Don't know why I bought it. Stayed in the closet for about 10 years. Finally got it down and read it. It's called What Hath God Brought by William P. Grady. Excellent book and a recommended read. So I'm listening. Take care.
Well, John, I appreciate that. I'm going to check that book out. As you know, I'm a sucker for good books.
Well, this one will take you over. You won't want to put it down. All right. Take care, brother.
Well, I'm glad to know you're out there, John.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, something brief I want to share with you entitled How the System, quote-unquote, was moved into military concepts by Bernadine Smith of LibertyGunRights.com. Perhaps we'll do that after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
These things can only matter here if you have time. Someone will touch you softly, and it will be me. Someone will call.
Now, a systems engineer performs engineering duties, and it is a branch of what is called today information science. The following is a transcription by Miss Bernadine Smith, LibertyGunRights.com. Click on Documents, How the System was moved into military concepts. After the collapse of the German Third Reich, not only did the United States pick up Adolf Hitler's scientist, but the planners received a tremendous augmentation when in 1945 they rummaged over what was left of Hitler's Third Reich. And this country retrieved the, listen here, this country retrieved the inductive type of reasoning and logic that was used to operate that totalitarian government. They saw the thorough planning systems that Hitler's regime used, and they seized upon the thoroughness of Hitler's management systems. A lot of these elementary concepts were taken by the United States Air Force and were amalgamated within the prerogative of their responsibilities, with that, which at that time resulted in the setting up of what we now call the Military Standards 499 Systems, or MIL-Standard 499 Systems. This is defined as a systematic process, a methodology, of solving sequential problems. The result is that 99% of the lower practitioners of these final systems, engineering techniques, and methodologies, with their short and long-range plannings, are completely unaware, completely oblivious to the fact of where or why these concepts were developed. Many of our government employee planners are deploying techniques about which they realize little or nothing. They are ignorant. And this is a very dangerous situation. They are completely unaware, completely oblivious to the fact of where these concepts were developed or why. The very basis of inductive reasoning within logic. They are doing things that they know nothing about, deploying techniques about which they are ignorant. Again, this is a very dangerous situation. The totality of 499 systems has been split up into a zillion different little portions, and different little portions are being practiced by all these various committees all over the country in various governmental endeavors. They get the parameters and details of the task they have to perform only, but they are not given, nor do they understand, the total integrated picture. When the whole thing is in place, the U.S. government will be overthrown and replaced by a military government, and the people who worked in the systems, with emphasis, will little understand how their part fit into the complete system, nor how they assisted in overthrowing their own government. End of quotation. At this website, libertygunrights.com, I have downloaded myself the Houlihan tools. The Houlihan Plan is an official state government document paid for by the executive branch of California state government and is working to build a quote-unquote climate for change. It appears that the many extraordinary calamities all converging upon the United States at one time have been employed to promote items A, B, and C of Houlihan's plan to force acceptance by Americans for a change into a different form of government. After all, that was the aim of the Houlihan plan. The document proposes that A, a collapse of government's ability to provide needed services, B, a crisis of major magnitude, that C, a catastrophe that has a physical effect on the community, and D, the corruption of local officials, and E, the high cost of government and the desire for a higher level of services. The directive of the change agents is to make the people willing to surrender their constitutional form of government and to adopt the regional world government system. It is important for all citizens to be concerned about the Houlihan Plan, entitled The Politics of Change in Local Government Reform, because the change agents are now working over the whole nation to subvert every facet of American standards. Just one small example, ladies and gentlemen, of the long-time work of one brave woman in the state of California. Who would have thunk it? Opened on my desktop as well is the Great Red Dragon, or the London Money Power. Must read, ladies and gentlemen. And one more. The History of Communitarian Thinking, published in 2003 by Nikki Rapana and Nordica Friedrich. Part two of their book, The Anti-Communitarian Manifesto. Part one being probably the best exposition of Hegelian dialectical thinking that I think I've ever read, simply entitled, What is the Hegelian Dialectic? Now, I mentioned on previous broadcasts that I have a mantra. I'm not what I think, I'm not what I say, but I am what I do. For me, in this instance, a mantra can be likened to an aphorism, a commonly repeated word or a phrase. Vibrations, sounds, deliberately seeded words with which to live by. Change can be a good thing. And for myself, I have adopted little tools to help me undo some of my own social conditioning, which was extensive. It is a vibration of sounds one would ingest, then digest, and then take to heart. That contract which one honors, holds to, and faithfully keeps to oneself. To aid awareness and discernment, in that it helps me to eliminate extraneous mind chatter, clutter, constantly competing for cognitive signals, both from within and without my customary range. That range informed by habit, culturation, or of authoritarian construct, so to speak, and that which deflects tendencies towards self-centeredness, I have adopted the idea that I don't breathe. Instead, I focus on it breathes me. Now, when I was a child, I used to doodle. I'm sure that many of you did as well. And so I try to narrow the message to myself into as few a word as possible. And over time, I develop one such formula, which I will post at the website at the end of the broadcast today. I have often challenged the definitions for that word currency. And if you have as well, I'd be interested in knowing about it. Currency, as I've come to define it, means many things. On the website, too, I will point references to a list of paradoxes and to logical fallacies. Also, aphorisms. Richard Thaler and Cass Sunstein, a commissar in the Obama administration, Mr. Sunstein, wrote a book called Nudge, Improving Decisions About Health, Wealth, and Happiness, in 2008. At Amazon.com, might I suggest, read the very few negative reviews of this work and think back to our discussion of the bandwagon fallacy. I'm currently reading a book entitled Conspiracy, The Fear of Subversion in American History, published in 1972. By Richard Orr Curry and Thomas M. Brown. As I understand it, this book can be had for as little as $2 at Amazon. The website, silversteelers.net, has a link to the earlier referenced work regarding the Pilgrim Society, written by Charles Savoy. He entitles it An Initiative to Protect Private Property Rights of American Citizens. And he quotes Martin Walbert in his 1899 book, The Coming Battle, A Complete History of the National Banking Money Power in the United States. A gigantic conspiracy was formed in London and New York to demonetize silver. Again, I want to stress, clearly the best expose on the Pilgrim Society that I have seen yet. And don't forget that other link, U.S. Congressional Record, 1940. British Israel, World Government. And I don't know about you folks, but the quality of the hosts and the guests on the and the callers of this network, Republic Broadcasting, is truly second to none. Second to none. Just recently, Amanda Teagarden, executive director of OK Safe, OK-Safe.com, appeared on Maggie's program, The Unsolicited Opinion, and John's program, The National Intel Report. My goodness, I spent hours reading of her work, especially at her principal policy blog, of her contributions to principledpolicy.com, and particularly on the fusion centers. Excellent, excellent work. And we'll pick up once again after these messages.
These things can only matter if you have time. Someone will touch you softly.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Welcome back. And this past Wednesday, RBN's own Deanna Spingola interviewed Todd Fletcher. And the discussion largely centered around a book that I had the pleasure of reviewing over at Amazon entitled Cognitive Infiltration: An Obama Appointee's Plan to Undermine the 9/11 conspiracy theory by David Ray Griffin. If you happen to take a look-see at the reviews for this book at Amazon, I might recommend the Sean Hamilton review entitled A Noble Lie. Also, review that word obscurantism and the references to the noble lie there. Now, I also am a great fan of Marty Oakley's work at ppjg.wordpress.com, the PPJ Gazette. Thank you, Lynn Swearingen, for Occupy Wall Street, Why I Must Be Stupid. And thank you, once again, Clint Richardson, for Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. On a side note, I discovered a website I'd never seen before. An amusing title, freerangehumans.net. Free range makes me think of chickens, but not men. The Pilgrim Society has their own website, simply pilgrimsociety.org. If any of you have intimations about that word currency, I personally think it is a key for how we can finally break free. If so, please contact me. Thank you for listening today, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to RBN.